Peach knee high.
Peach knee high.
Oh, now I haven't had one of them in a million years.
Miss Joni knows.
Do you have one in your classroom? I get them, but, you know, we can sell in our restaurant, but they disappear.
They do. Well, I wonder what happens to them.
No, I do try to keep them in the press box.
Maybe you should put a little camera in there and see what's going on.
I have actually caught a few principals.
She does have cameras in there.
She's totally seen you doing it.
I've kind of learned what areas to stay away
from. He knows. It's like Mission Impossible. He comes down out of the ceiling.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Cornbread. We are live, actually. I'm not looking at you through a computer.
That's right.
And we are here with my principal, Wes Wilkerson. And we are going to talk mainly right now about Friday Night Lights and why football is such a big deal in rural communities.
Yeah, it's rural. It's not rural. It's a rural community.
You say it like your northern butt wants to say it, and I'll say it like I want to say it.
Okay.
All right.
Off to a
Coach
good start.
Coach Wes, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
I'm excited about being here. So, and it is rural.
Rural.
I don't
care.
Okay.
So
I get a gold
listen,
star. Okay.
You're going to the office. What you going to do? So Coach Wes, I call him Coach Wes because before he was principal, he was the athletic director. And he was the basketball coach, head basketball coach, and he is about 10 years younger than I am, and I graduated with his brother, and his sister grew up with me. We were all friends, and we had a little nickname for Coach Wes.
Oh, did you? What? Do tell, please.
Awesome Wes.
Special?
It was Wes the Pest, and now he's my boss.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's been a lot of long hours, really. Suffering because of
therapy.
That nickname growing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I did not consider myself a pest. Mm-hmm. I just consider myself, kind of the life of the party.
He had to go on Montel to get over the.
Montel Jordan? Is that a real person?
All right.
Okay. So, well, I have lots of questions. I mean, I'll let you all you may have some things you want to cover, but, the whole Friday Night Lights, and of course, I'm from St. Louis, but we, high school football's obviously a big deal there. It's more segmented into all the schools, and you've got the public schools and the private schools and all that. Still a big deal, but, you come down to a smaller town or rural community.
A rural.
And my husband grew up in a smaller town, bigger than here, but still one high school. And he played football, and he played basketball, and it is a big deal.
It is, and we're kind of in a unique situation. Like your husband, there's only one high school in Hardin County. You go a county over to Wayne County, it's a rural county, but there are three high schools.
Oh, okay.
All small high schools. You go a county to the west, and you got McNairy, and there's two high schools. So we're one of the few counties across the state of Tennessee that just has one high school. And what that allows everybody to do is to rally around just our high school. Mm-hmm. Nobody's allegiance is divided. Everybody is here to support the Hardin County Tigers. And that's what makes being here at Hardin County special to me, special to our football players, cheerleaders, dance, band. And that's another big thing about it is you've got almost 100 football players. You've got almost 100 band members. Mm-hmm. You've got another 15 cheerleaders and 10 dance team. So by the time you add all those together, you're about 30% of our high school student population that's being represented on a Friday night.
Okay, that are involved directly
in the game, in the action. They've got some kind of role, whether it be, cheering on the sidelines, dancing at halftime, performing the band show. So that's a big part of our school, and it's a big part of our community. because parents come out, grandparents come out. Then in the end zone, you're going to see 100, another 100, 150 kids mm-hmm. that are coming out to support. So on a football Friday night, we're going to have about half of our student population here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's huge. Plus and the community. I mean, plus the town.
Well, and that's the thing with having that many kids who are performing and playing and doing all that. At some point in the community, you have interacted with these kids. You know, right. whatever walk of life you're in, you have a connection right. here.
You see and them so, working at wherever they work, right? And you see them, yeah, yeah.
They could be in your, you know, your Sunday school class or youth group. They could be your best friend's son. They could be on, they could have been on your T-ball team when you were growing up, you know, when they were growing up. And so it really becomes, this is our town, our team, and plus, right. you know, it's just, and the community really, really gets behind.
Right.
Behind us.
Right. What are some of the tradition, like what are some of the things that Hardin County does that special traditions or whatnot that make you guys different, make you special?
Right. So a few years back, they added the Tiger Walk with a tailgating oh, nice. Area. So you've got all the football players that come through the area that all the fans are yeah. gathering, pre-gaming, cooking, hanging out, having a big time.
Did they grab food off the plates?
Is they don't. Okay. They don't. Coach Smith, I will say our football Hello. Coach – is a big time routine.
Okay.
Disciplinarian. We're going to come out at,
okay.
we're going to come out at 5:55. Uh-huh. We're going to do this. We're going to do this at 6:52. We'll come out. So he is a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. They do not stray from their, routine. And so fans know what time to be here. They know when they're coming out. They know when they're going back in. They know when they're going to run out. Mm-hmm. I can show you a schedule of, every Friday night, what he sends out to the officials, to the coaches, nice. To the band.
Okay.
So it's very scripted. But going back to a comment that Ms. Mm-hmm. Joni made that was important, we're in this Bible Belt here. A lot of these kids are parts of youth groups. They may not go to church at that church during the day or during a Sunday.
Right.
But they're in that youth group. Mm-hmm. And that youth group, they're friends. And they're friends, whether they're middle school aged or they're not involved, they're coming to support them. All and that's right. the one thing. On Friday nights, everybody here is here to support
yeah.
our football players. Yes, people get upset at coaches, maybe for decisions made, sure. this and that. But everybody wants to see kids succeed.
Yeah,
and right. that's the big thing. Is,
that is.
Is everybody is supporting the kids, whether they're in the band, cheer, dance, or on the football team. They're going to support the kids, and that's what makes it so special is on a Friday night, we're going to have a big crowd. They're going to wait and eat at the game so that they can buy from the band.
Nice.
So that they can have money mm-hmm. to do the competitions they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there for the cheerleaders that wearing the shirts. Maybe it's a Go Gold Cancer Awareness Night. Maybe it's a Pink Out Breast Cancer Awareness. And there's going to be a lot of those shirts to support different clubs, oh, okay. different groups. So
are those organized? Support, are those organized by the students? They come up with these different charity things, or how do y'all?
The teachers. We always want a club to have a teacher okay. sponsor, mm-hmm. and they're the one that's going to handle all the money that comes through. But okay, kids cool. go out and promote cool. their sport, their club, and the support is tremendous.
Nice.
There's always some type of fundraiser going on, and. And the big thing is, for me, is when people get something in return. When mm-hmm. you say we're selling Go Gold shirts to raise money for childhood cancer awareness or Pink Out for breast cancer awareness, as long as people are getting something in return, we don't just want to go ask for handouts. We know that the last 2-3 years have been very difficult for people financially
yeah.
with rising prices and inflation. So we want to give something to people in return. So they're always happy to help. And especially, again, when they're getting something back, something nice. That they can show their support for mm-hmm. many different groups.
Yeah.
And it is good. We've got Go, I cannot speak. Go,
it's been a long
gold.
Day. It's Friday.
Go, gold. We do have that coming up. When is that? Is that the?
It is the September 22nd, okay. I believe. And Thursday night versus McNary.
And the kids will all come out and with gold balloons, oh. and we end up blowing them up. Ms. Strickland really is in charge of that and gets all the kids in there, and they blow up all the balloons. We have a lot of those traditions. Now, when I was growing up, we really didn't. I mean, we had some traditions, but it wasn't like it is now. I feel like we keep introducing new ones.
That's what I was going to ask next. What do y'all, what are the new ones
so
that you like?
So my class actually started Two Bits, which is our mascot. We're the Tigers, mm-hmm. and Two Bits is our mascot, and he got his name. We had a coach. My class bought the costume, and we had a coach here, Pete Anderson, and he would come out. There was just a kind of a lull in the pep rally, mm-hmm. and old Pete wasn't standing for it, and he came out there, and he grabbed the microphone, and he said, okay, y'all repeat everything I say. And he went, Two Bits, and the whole class, Two Bits. But it set the whole tone. Everybody stood up. You know that cheer? Two bits, four bits, a dollar, the Tigers, stand up and holler.
Aww.
And for whatever reason, that year, that kind of became our theme mm-hmm. cheer, or maybe mm-hmm. it was the year before, and we'd just go crazy when old Pete would come out. He was just an old coach. And so we had a vote, student body, of what to name Two Bits, and or what to name the new mascot. And, I mean, Two Bits won
that just
overwhelmingly.
Fit. Yeah, that's so cool. I love it when things like that are just the grassroots. They come from the students or, like, a particular teacher or leader, and they just kind of happen from the grassroots. I think that's right. I think I feel like maybe you could comment. Anytime you try to sort of do something from the top down, here's the new thing we're doing sometimes, mm-hmm. except for, like, your tailgate area and cool stuff like that people probably wanted. It's
they
a little
did.
Hard.
They did. Yeah. And you know, the more we've won.
Oh yeah.
The more support that comes about.
Right. And winning's
and,
fun.
You know, going back in our football history, coaches were here 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years. Well, then Coach Mack, William McAdams, took over in the early 90s, and he coached from early 90s to 2011. So he had the same coach for 21 years.
Wow, okay.
Well, stability came about. He was there time long enough to raise money for a weight room, for a field house. Mm-hmm. So the things that we need to be successful started coming to play. Then we brought Coach Matthew Smith back, who had played college football, had coached college football, and now he's been here for the last 11, 12 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long run.
So going back to like 1990, we've had two coaches.
Oh, wow.
So we've had tons of stability, and we've had a lot of success. Like right now, last year we were 10-1. This year we're 3-0.
Wow.
The year before that, I think we were 11-3, and before that, 10-2. So winning has helped. Mm-hmm. We've added some traditions. We've put a rock in the end zone. We took that from Knoxville. They got the big rock that you paint.
Uh-huh.
We've got one of those.
Uh-huh.
Our end zones are checkerboard.
Okay.
We stole that from
Knoxville.
I need
to get out there and get a picture. I haven't seen the new field.
We'll walk up to the press box. I'd love to take a picture.
Midfield. Yeah. We're the Tigers. Well, LSU's got this big tiger
eye. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And we've kind of copied it, painted it maroon, white, and gray.
I love this.
We've got it.
Yeah.
Now Mississippi State's got the cowbells. Uh-huh. Our kids have started. So we've taken some of the best things from different successful college football programs and incorporated into our little small town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really increased the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I can remember being at football games in the mid-90s, sitting up in the stands and being away from the action, mm-hmm. talking, not really paying attention. Well, now we've moved bleachers onto the field in the end zone for our kids. Well, they're standing up the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're going crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've had a few games mm-hmm. that have gone to overtime. Mm-hmm. Well, in overtime, you get to pick one of two things. You either get to pick that you want the ball first or which end zone you want to defend.
Okay.
We always want to go towards our student section because there's so much excitement. And if the other team's calling out plays, they're yelling, they're screaming.
Exactly.
And so that's helped. So we've tried to do more and more to make things more like a college
mm-hmm.
atmosphere
mm-hmm.
because the college football game has it figured out.
They do.
It's $1 million.
The SEC $100 million
industry, you know.
Yes,
so
they do.
We've taken the best things from that and trying to incorporate here.
Yeah.
And it's been very well. And again, the stability that Coach Mack and the winning that he started has carried on with Coach Smith. And we're on our best run of players. You know, we've recently, Latrell Bumpus went to UT Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson Wolfe went to Ole Miss. Caden Pope's at Mississippi State.
Yep.
Part of that is the stability that Coach Mack and Matthew have given us, the winning. And also, you know, we've now said, you know what, we need a strength and conditioning coach. Well, we've hired that. So now we have specific jobs for people mm-hmm. on the coaching staff instead of hey, we got an opening. Who wants to, you know, who wants to coach football? We've went out, recruited specific people for specific jobs.
Yeah, and that's huge. That's got to be a huge difference.
It is. Yeah. And the best thing about our coaching staff right now, if you take everybody that's on the staff, mm-hmm. varsity, freshmen, everything, the volunteers that come, Coach Smith played here. He's invested. Mm-hmm. Cade Smith played here. Josh Ivey played here. Mm-hmm. Alex Seaton played here. Clint Arendel played here. Levin Edwards, he comes, he helps, he played here. Mm-hmm. Scott Ivey played here. Jamie Ivey played here. Everybody they've got in place besides our strength and conditioning guy mm-hmm. went to Hardin County High School, played at Hardin County High School, are invested in Hardin County High School, in Hardin County, and in Hardin County kids. So there's a loyalty there. Yeah. That has been a huge deal.
Yeah, that is a huge deal. As you were talking, it made me think too. So we've talked about the, you know, the winning and the improvements that y'all are making. Talk a little bit, if you can, about how do you, or probably more the coaches, how do you all manage, help manage players' expectations a little bit in terms of, I don't know what I'm thinking, just like every freshman probably comes in thinking, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to college. I'm going to get recruited. I'm going to, which of course would be a dream come true.
That's the hope and the goal, actually.
The reality being what it is, how do you all manage, you know, expectations with that?
So we have a freshman team where, you know, kids go from eighth grade where they're probably playing a lot. They get to play a lot again as freshmen. The big year is sophomore year because you've got two grades ahead of you, kids that have worked out for 2-3 years now. They're a little bit
bigger,
older,
stronger. They've hit their growth spurt, those boys,
stronger.
Yeah. Yep.
And so you've really got to preach to them, you know, you got to keep working out. You've got to keep, you know, grinding. There's a JV schedule, and we try to play just as many games for them to keep them involved. But the sophomore year is the hardest year because – you've played in seventh grade, you've played in eighth grade, you've played in ninth grade. Now you've got 2 years worth of kids ahead of you, and you've got to get bigger, stronger, faster. And we've had guys that have come in that have been, you know, 6'2" and 280 pounds and make that transition.
Yeah.
But the 5'10", 135-pound kid who wants to be a linebacker, he needs to add 15, 20 pounds of muscle.
Or be a kicker.
And
learn to kick.
but at the end of the day, every kid that comes up here wants to play, wants to contribute. Yeah. And some kids, their contribution is in practice.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
They're getting kids
good
ready.
Point.
They're the leaders. They're the role models that they're here every day. Mm-hmm. They're coming out there. They may know they're not going to play on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Their goal may not be to ever play college football, but it's to be a part of a team and to be a part of something while they're here. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in reality, we're going to send maybe one kid a year that can play college football. Mm-hmm. And if he was the only kid that wanted to play, we wouldn't even be able to have a team. So you've got to make them feel like they're part of something and make them feel like what they're doing is the reason we're winning and being successful, whether it be in practice or in a game or competing or pushing the guy that's ahead of them. They've got to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's really good. And those kids gain so much from that.
And our coaches preach character. Mm-hmm. They preach structure, discipline, all the things that you need to carry on throughout your life. You know, being at practice on time, you know, being early, doing the things that you may not like doing at 6 o'clock.
June
15th morning where you stayed out on Sunday night with your friends hanging out, but then they want you to come in, run and lift weights. So all those things that make men successful, women successful, the things that you need to do, that's what the coaches are instilling in those guys. And to be honest, those kids have better attendance at school. They get in less trouble at school. Now, you still have people that make silly decisions because they're kids, but we have less problems with kids that are involved because they're here wanting to be a part of something and want to be able to do that, and they do better. Mm-hmm. And that's why we encourage kids. It doesn't matter what they want to get involved in. It could be culinary with Miss Joni. It could be band. It could be the gaming club that we've started. To get involved in something, because it'll make their experience here at Hardin County High School better. Mm.
I love how you were saying earlier this, how you got the different clubs and different people involved in the games and in the that whole support, because I think it'd be easy for kids that, you know, aren't athletic or aren't like what you just touched on, you know the artistic types or the whatevers to feel, but you know, if they're helping to create whatever sign, you know, whatever for the team spirit, that can be really cool.
Well, and to me, that's really what it's about. And I had to have a conversation with my children, because I have one who is a musician, I have one who is an athlete, and I have one who is crazy, and
he's going to be president of the United States.
He ran the flag back and forth. Yes. I mean, you talk about
he was the mascot. Yes.
He was awarded most school spirit.
Yes.
But it's this great, you know, they're all there to support mm-hmm. one another, because I've been to football games when the band is not there. And it's not the same.
It's not the same at all. They're the soundtrack.
The cheer, but they're there to mm-hmm. inspire the football mm-hmm. players, to bring the spirit. The cheerleaders are there. They all work together to create this great, to mm-hmm. use their talents, whatever they may be. And, and that's what I sat down with JB and Caleb, and because they were having this tiff over
which is more important.
I said, we're not doing that.
Right.
You will not do that, because God has given each of you different gifts, and neither one is more important than the other. Mm-hmm. You are there to support each other back and forth, mm-hmm. and that's how it works. Mm-hmm. But I do love what Wes said about building character, because to me, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, we hope that these kids can get scholarships and move on, but all that character building, I mean, I think Wes has heard me say it, that we're about building men. And we're about building women mm-hmm. so that their glory days don't end on the football field. Mm-hmm.
They're ahead of them.
Right.
Well, which they're is a good, which is a question I have. So how do you, what's it like after a big loss? What's the atmosphere like the Monday after a big stinking loss, you know, hard, whether it was, you know, unfair calls well, or right. whether it was.
Well, I can go back 2 years ago. We're playing Lexington at Lexington to go to the semis, which would be the Final Four. Mm. Lexington scores, goes up 7. We score, and we go for 2. So we're down 1. We're looking to go for 2 to win the game. And we run the play, and it falls incomplete, and we get beat 1. And kids were devastated.
Yeah.
And parents were devastated. Mm-hmm. Not just because we lost them, but it was because, hey, the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no more Friday nights.
Yes.
And for some kids, that was their last Friday night.
Yeah. Right.
No more band performances.
Yeah.
Cheer squads moving on to basketball. And mm-hmm. it's different. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different
schedule.
Yeah.
You lead up for one football game a week, and it's one a week. And then basketball, you may play Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. Or
baseball, same.
Tuesday, Friday, right. Saturday. So for the coaches – man, they were devastated. And last year, we lost to a better team. The team that beat us they were better.
Mm-hmm.
They really were. We were undefeated up until that point. But every loss is tough. But the one thing that I heard Coach Smith say is he said, boys, walk out of here tonight with your heads up.
Yeah.
He said, you played as hard as you can. He said, we come up short tonight. That's not to say they were better than us. He said, you battled them. Mm-hmm. And he said, they're going to have a tough game next week mm-hmm. because you battled them this week.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you've made them better. Mm-hmm. You've made yourself better. And as long as kids are competing, mm-hmm. we're not worried about the score. As long as kids will go out there and compete and play hard and do it the right way, you want to win. But at the end of the day, we want to know that when that kid gets in a job, and he's competing with somebody else,
right.
that he's not going to give up,
right.
that he's going to make somebody else earn that job above him. And when we can say that, we are winners.
That's exactly right.
Regardless of what the scoreboard says.
That's exactly right. I think one of the, that's one of the things is sports is a microcosm of real life, as you say, and dealing with failure, dealing with losing, dealing with that heartbreak right. is something these, students are going to have to deal with in their life.
Right.
And to help them on that smaller level, obviously it feels it's very real and very intense at the time, but for them to have the coaches and the staff and the friends and the community that can, walk them through that and feel it, and then move on and know that it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You're going to face that again. You're going to be okay.
And we've got a lot of rivalry games. We play Adamsville, which is a county over. We play McNary, which is in the same county as Adamsville. Lexington has become a big rival. Mm-hmm. So the thing with the Adamsvilles and McNary's, people may go to the same church.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have those bragging rights.
Oh, right. Boy.
And that's and that's
they show up
on
Sunday in their jersey.
Well, people wear their red.
Oh,
their
sure.
maroon.
Of course they do.
You play that game on Friday night.
Yeah.
You see them at church on Sunday, and you're either going up to them, well, it was a good game, wasn't it? You know, and they're just like, yeah, it's tough, you know.
Some of them need to repent. Some of them need to repent to the Lord.
Listen, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. Who you're playing, because it was we wear maroon on Friday. Maroon is
okay.
We are maroon.
Yeah.
And Adamsville, they are red. They're the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. How dare they?
And I know, but I got my days, but you know, I thought it was Thursday and it was Friday, and I wore khaki pants and a red shirt on a Friday. We weren't even playing Adamsville.
Oh, Joni.
I walk in the door and 15 people ask me before I ever get down the hall to my room, why are you wearing red?
Did they send you
Why
home?
Why do you have red?
I know. Wes should have sent you home to change.
I actually had a pink slip ready, but my boss said, hey, can't do this.
Can't do that. Oh, man.
I know. It was tough. I wanted to.
That's disgraceful.
You know, my mother said something when talking about winning and losing, and I don't even remember. This is back when I was in high school, and we were winning, and that's been a little while ago. I don't remember what it was even in.
75 years.
Shut up. Shut your pie hole.
Oh.
cornhole.
Oh, okay.
She said, you know, if I had said at the beginning of the season, if I'd told you, you're going to be second in the state, by the end of the season, you're going to be second in the state, you'd have been like, yeah. The closer it gets to that taste of victory, the harder that loss
absolutely.
Becomes.
Absolutely. And if you're the big underdog team at the end, man, it's so fun because you're just going for it, and you can leave it all, you know, it's just totally different. But like you said, as you're kind of moving towards that, you're moving up in the ranks, it gets a little more intense.
And that's the thing that has changed for us from the times that we were losing. Coach Mack told me one time, he said, you know, they had lost some early in his tenure. He said, then we started winning, and he said, but I always remembered that losing.
Yes.
And he said,
absolutely.
I looked around the room. He said, these kids had won in middle school. They had won since they'd been in high school. And he said, I had to change my mindset. I was afraid of losing. He said, I had to, you know, show them, hey, we're winners. And that's what happened with Coach Smith. We went and played. They were winning, but we went to the, you know, second round of the playoffs, and Springfield beat us. Next year went to the second round of the playoffs, Springfield beat us. Mm. And it's like, you know, what do we got to do to win that game? Well, then we went on the third year we played them, went over there and beat them. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, now we're playing with different expectations these last couple years. Mm-hmm. It's people are seeing us in the playoffs and like, what do we got to do to beat them? Mm-hmm. We're expecting to win. We want to win. Mm-hmm. Coaches expect to win. Kids expect to win. So changing that mentality is, okay, we got the second round. We had a good year. Now it's like, hey, we got to get past the third round now. Mm-hmm. We're there, and we got to get past it. We want to get to the semis, and want to try and go all the way. So that's a big deal, changing those expectations for coaches, for kids, for the community. We're there. We want to keep pushing it, and we want kids. Like right now, if you're a senior in high school, you've won 6 football games. They've lost 4. And they expect to win every Friday night.
Absolutely. Yep. That's awesome. What do you have any side bets with any of the other principals of the other high schools, like at big games? Like if you all win, they have to, run around in a hardened tiger shirt?
I think Wes should shave his head if we lose.
Oh, hey.
That's tough.
This is early in the season. Shouldn't we push that back a little bit?
That's tough. Yeah, let's get into the playoffs.
And, think about it then.
We'll revisit that.
That just has given me a whole new array of ideas, though.
Yeah. No, the principals, the one thing, the teams that are in our region are a little further apart. We're almost, 45 minutes from Lexington, Chester. Yeah. But we just got into this one in the last couple of years. Before that, our region was Jackson. We played Dyer County, which is 2 hours.
Yeah, I drive through Dyersburg to get here. Yeah that's a hike.
We played Munford, Brighton, Henry County.
Okay.
So we didn't, there were times we didn't know who their principal was. Now, you know, we're in there with teams that are closer, and those rivalries are coming back. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is you see them in football, then you turn around and play them in basketball.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then
sure.
you play them in baseball.
That so is fun.
Now some of the same kids that play multiple sports mm-hmm. are seeing the same kids. Mm-hmm. Like last year, Seth Garner was playing football, and he was a star football player, mm-hmm. and he's also baseball, and he's seeing the same kids. So, like, my nephew goes to Lexington. He only plays football. Mm-hmm. I mean, only plays baseball and golf. He doesn't play football, but he knew who Garner was mm-hmm. from football season. And the football guys are like, man, we want to beat him because mm-hmm. he beat us in football. Mm-hmm. So those rivalries are nice, and they make for bigger gates, for bigger crowds.
Yeah.
When we were playing, Dyer County on a Friday night, a lot of them weren't traveling 2 hours, and, you know, our gates were down. Now that we're Chester, McNary,
everyone's
Lexington,
coming. Yeah.
It's big, and it's fun.
That is
now,
fun.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I can't keep up a lot of times, but now your sister is a principal in
Henderson
Lexington.
County. She's in Henderson County. She's at Bargerton, which is in Henderson County. She lives in Lexington.
My
nephew goes to Lexington. He plays golf and baseball. They've beaten us in golf last couple of years. We've beat them in baseball, and we've beat them last year in football, but the year before that, they beat us in the regular season and in the playoffs, and that was two of our three losses. Mm. And
they could probably come up with a few good bets for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like we need to up the ante.
We absolutely
maybe we
could.
Should get them on the phone.
I think we need, you know, full-blown outfits. We need shaved heads. We need all kinds of things. I can, you know, get food that's from that area. Like if y'all win, they got to bring you, you know, whatever their
Scott's
special ribs.
Barbecue. Yes. Scott's barbecue.
That's what I'm saying.
It's good.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I have one more question before I don't know how much longer we want to go. I don't want to take too much. Did you have something
else?
Well,
I'm going to talk about him a little bit, but go ahead and finish your football.
Well, one last question is, what is the favorite thing that Joni has made for the press box that you have enjoyed? What if you, number one,
It would have to be my ribs that I made for mm-hmm. her for the press box.
That's really
unacceptable.
That's exactly where I was going. Well, that's a good segue.
Okay. What is something that you didn't cook?
Okay.
That Joni
she made
take
some
credit
brisket
for.
Last year or the year before, but she didn't take it to the press box because it didn't make it. It got eaten at the tailgate, but it was really good.
I bet it was.
I'm a big brisket fan.
Yes. Well, who isn't?
It was really good.
And then can I? How do I get to call a play? I just need for some home game if I get up in there.
Do you?
I want a flea flicker. I like me a good flea flicker.
I
like
will
a
tell
trick
you,
play.
We can get you on that. Do you know anything about getting our high school field turf for free?
No, okay. I do not. But if I did that, then I could call a play?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You could call the first play of every game.
Does it have to all match the same color, or
well,
can it be patchwork? No. What are we talking about?
We just need a turf field.
If anybody would like to donate,
if anyone would like to, there's a wonderful school. Okay,
and we can name the turf after you.
So they run all over. Yeah, I don't.
We do have a listener whose husband is a ESPN commentary. So. Commentator. Oh. So M Square, just call ESPN and tell them we need some turf. They need to tax right off.
Yeah, like right here it could be. Carter Smith just threw a touchdown into the ESPN zone end zone.
Yeah.
Designer cornbread.
That's a
look. He got tackled on that yard. Designer cornbread yard.
That's a designer cornbread first down.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I like that
we
so
need
much.
That. We need that.
That would make me so happy.
Maybe we should sponsor that for you know.
Can we get a banner up in the like?
We can.
Could,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Tell Timmy to write a check.
Dream. Okay.
All right, so I do have a couple of questions. Well, let's go back to ribs and then remind me homecoming.
Okay.
So the reason I didn't post a recipe last week is because we're going to post this week. Wes is a grill master, and I have him come in and teach my class when they're doing grill. I've got a lot of guys who want to grill and
smoke.
That's
so awesome.
And he's the master. I mean, I just
that's great.
I'll just say it.
What's
he
your secret? What is the secret here?
Well, first, I enjoy cooking. I'm kind of a picky eater. So in my life, my mom would always fix me something separate from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there were a few women out there like that.
That was correct, sir.
If I wanted to continue to eat the same way, I need to be the one cooking.
That's good.
So, you know, I cook. I cook for my wife, but I also cook for myself, so I can cook the things that I like. And ribs, barbecue,
oh my gosh,
chicken breast, all those things like cooking. One of my favorite things to make is the smokehouse mac and cheese because the kids like it. And it's a big, thick, heavy, creamy mac and cheese, and you can put it on the smoker with some panko on top. And
that sounds – my youngest son, Hudson, would – He would devour that face first.
So I actually made it for tailgate at Starkville at Mississippi State last weekend. It was gone.
I was going to say, I don't get a leftover. I get nothing.
We'll make it. Maybe I'll make that while you're here.
Yeah, it's fun.
But the ribs, y'all, ribs are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I love me some ribs. And I've eaten them from St. Louis to North Carolina to Mississippi to Memphis. And hands down, Wes Wilkerson has the best ribs that I've ever put in my mouth.
Now, do you do a dry rub or do you do a sauce?
So,
what are you into?
So we season them up before we put them on, just with seasoning. Then we're going to bring them off. We're going to wrap them, but we're going to add some barbecue sauce in there with them.
Okay.
And then finally, we want to put some barbecue sauce once they come off to thicken up the last little bit while they're on there. So they're wet ribs, but they're not messy.
Okay, because I like a dry rib. I typically like a dry rib. That sounds really good how you bake that in there.
Right, they're good. I enjoy it. It was a big compliment come from Miss Joni.
For sure.
She's a fantastic chef in the kitchen.
Yes, she is.
Until I make vegetables, and then he won't eat them.
I'm not a vegetable guy.
He's picky. Don't make him eat vegetables.
I'm a meatitarian.
A meatitarian. Yes,
he
is.
Oh, boy. Well.
But I enjoy getting in there. My thing is the reason I got into education, I was to be around kids, to have that interaction, to hopefully have some influence. And, you know, as I have moved from classroom teacher to assistant principal in charge of discipline to principal, the further I have moved up, the further away from kids that I've gotten. Like right now, I deal a lot with central office, with parents, with staff, so that's my role. So for me to get back to why I got into education, I like to go in the classroom. I like to have that interaction with kids. I like to come in here while Tiger Radio is going over their stuff. And I try to go to as many sporting events, varsity singers, Wired, band, anything where our kids are doing stuff, where I can be around them, you know, outside of school in a different setting to encourage them, to support them.
Yep.
I try to go to.
Well, that's huge, too, because I think at least my experience, you know, back in the day as a student, but you do see, you'd be surprised. I mean, the kids see you. They see you there. And,
they do.
You know.
They do.
That just means something. It means they're important enough that you bothered to show up.
Right.
And that's big.
Well, and so, and what I think is so good, I try to get a lot of the admin to come in and do things. Ben Jean is one. He's known for his fudge.
He makes great fudge.
Great fudge.
Oh, man.
And
Christmas is coming.
I know. Unfortunately, he's in charge of testing, and that's when all that falls. So we'll have to get him in
fudge
pretty
freeze.
Soon.
Fudge will freeze.
It will.
Yeah. Get him on it. Get him on
but,
it.
But, for example, but it the kids get to interact with admin when it's not in a disciplinary
setting. Yeah, that's important.
Setting.
Yep.
And so when I said, okay, Coach West is going to come in on Friday and he's going to do, he's going to teach you about ribs. And they were like, why is he coming in? And then after he came in and he taught them ribs, and now they're asking, hey, when's Coach West coming back?
That is awesome.
When's he coming back? And so it takes.
They just want the ribs.
Ironically.
You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not me. It's the
ribs. Okay. No, it is.
So ironically, clearly, that morning I had called in several students about some issues of being tardy and coming to school. And, and some of them were in her class. Yeah. By the time, I was supposed to be in there, you know, 8:05, 8:10. By the time I got finished with the names, it was 8:30. So I was about 30 minutes late, and I come in, and they let me have it. They're like, oh, you're calling on us for being tardy.
Oh,
you're tardy.
He was tardy.
He was tardy.
I was tardy. I was tardy, and they let me have it. And
wouldn't answer his walkie-talkie, wouldn't answer a text message. We're like, I mean, I started calling in, because this is my lesson plan. I'm calling in the other troops, like, hey,
can anybody do anything?
Right.
and I was over in guidance making sure that they were touching base with these kids. And so, you know, just going through my day, but I was late. We got there, we got them made, and I don't think there were any ribs left.
There were no ribs
left. I'm sure
there's
not.
They were gone. No. No, and my kids don't. And we were making them for the press box that night. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. I have crowd phobia. I don't know what's that officially called.
agoraphobia.
Well, I can get out of the house, but...
Oh, well, like, that's kind of what that is, though. They don't... In places where there's lots of people.
Right. Like, Black Friday, I'm out. You will never see me shop on a Black Friday.
Oh, never.
I don't... As faculty, we always got in free to the games, but and we have a big maroon club here, and you can buy, like, seats. It didn't matter. I would have to buy my big maroon ticket.
Yeah.
Because I had to know where I was going to sit.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I feel you.
It was tough to go to the Cardinals. It can be tough to go. Yeah.
I'm not a big crowd person. I mean, it's just crazy.
See, I'm the opposite.
You're like, bring it all.
I used to be. This hit me like in my 30s or 40s. Yeah. I don't know when that hit, but I mean, I have a really hard time. So we were in the press box when Ron used to film the games when he was here. Well, then he moved on, and I came to Wes, and I said, okay. And I was always bringing food up then. I said, I need you to give me a title. And he said, what? I said, it's not going to cost you any money. Mm-hmm. It's not anything. There's nothing. I just need a title. He said, what? And I said, I explained the situation. And I said, man, I need to still sit up there. Can I be the official caterer for the press box?
That's what did it.
He said, oh, sure.
Okay, well, they're not stupid. No. They're like, she's going to bring us food.
Absolutely.
I mean.
This week
is
homecoming. And I have a few questions
that's right.
for you.
We have
homecoming. Next week gets crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I just throw lesson plans out the door. But it's so
you
much
shouldn't
fun.
Say that in front of the principal.
Well, he knows.
I go out there and pick them up.
I just want to make sure that we can edit
but,
that.
I mean, they
whatever.
Decorate halls. They decorate signs. We have a parade. We have spirit raises, dress-up days.
Yes.
You may be talking to Frankenstein in first period, trying to get him in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, you never know what's coming at you.
That sounds terrifying.
I've looked at every day, and I've decided that every day can be pajama day for me. So there's that. But, I mean, it's so much fun, and it just, the kids all get into it, and we love it. But homecoming falls on my birthday this year. So I'm twisting it, and
queen.
I'm just, the whole town's having a parade for me.
It's for you, Jenny.
They are having a whole, Wes is going to let us out of class, and we're going to have all these spirit races
right,
and all this stuff
Joni.
Because it's all for me.
Oh,
that's
it
how I'm
is.
Spending it.
But she's the homecoming
so
queen.
We're gonna have a party in the press box Friday night.
Oh,
is what I'm.
You're gonna make your own food for your own party.
I've ordered some beef tenderloin.
She feeds y'all right.
I got cakes and I'm just basically
having a party.
We're having a party.
We're gonna celebrate.
I love it. A party at a football game.
So 70 is a big birthday.
It's huge. Oh. It's huge. I mean, and she looks so good.
Well, except for Wes. He's not going to be up there.
He's going to get a tardy slip and get kicked right on out.
It's a tardy, big slip.
I know how old she is. She graduated with my brother, and I know how old he is.
I'm older than.
I knew y'all were right there
I'm
together.
Older
she's
than
she's one
there.
She's one day older than my husband, so he calls her every year to mock her that she's a year older than him.
And, he says, you're older than me. And I say, you look older than me.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Every year,
it's the same thing.
Conversation.
That's fun.
Jeez,
okay.
It's ridiculous.
What's your favorite thing about homecoming?
My favorite thing about homecoming, I guess, would be the kids during the dress-up week, kids that, you know, you see them in the halls. They don't play football. They're not in the band or anything. But they have something about homecoming where they want to dress up. And they're getting involved. And that may be the only thing that they do all year that gets them part of the activities we have going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them go all out. You know, they like dressing up or they like, this theme. And it's like, all right, this is my day of this school year to wear all camo. And they may come in a full ghillie suit and you can't see who they are. John Garrett used to come in and he would wear the full – bodysuit, like
yes,
I guess a
blue,
a unitard,
kind of,
yeah, yes.
like a blue man group,
the maroon man,
but it's fun to see which kids that you think, you know, maybe they don't dress up or maybe, and then they come in and they're completely dressed. I like our days. Yeah. We try. When I was in high school, it was just one day you could do one thing, but we realized like a lot of kids come from a lot of different walks of life.
Oh yeah,
and so. About everybody in Hardin County has some type of camo.
Absolutely.
Or they've got some type of pajamas.
Yep.
We've got a hat day. Everybody can find.
That's
so
good.
We want everybody
That's
to
really
be involved.
Good.
We've got the easy one
yeah.
where if, you know what, I don't have anything for Adam Sandler Day.
Yeah.
That's one of our days because mm-hmm. he's been in so movies, dresses mm-hmm. your favorite character from mm-hmm. one of his movies.
Yeah. Waterboy.
But it's also Hat Day. Mm-hmm. So if you can't think of an Adam Sandler yeah. movie or whatever, you can throw on a hat and still be part of Homecoming.
Pretty that's sure great. He was in his pajamas in some movie. So
that could yeah, be.
Use that.
For
that
sure.
could be.
That's Waterboy's really great.
Waterboy's great.
Billy Madison is right. one of my favorites.
Crocodile Show.
Do you worry about the parade?
Every year, that's my biggest concern, uh-huh. just because we are turning kids loose in their vehicle with other kids with them in town.
Explain a little bit. Tell okay. people that don't know how your parade works.
So we set up a parade. It's only for seniors to drive. Okay. Other kids can ride.
Okay.
The fire trucks come mm-hmm. and take the football team through town mm-hmm. on the fire trucks. But we leave here. We have two schools that are really close, the Hardin County Middle School and Paris South Elementary. And so we loop by them. Mm-hmm. We come up Pickwick Road, and then we make it back through town so that the people downtown mm-hmm. Savannah, they mm-hmm. line the streets, mm-hmm. and we come through. So, you know, those are always a big concern. We always preach to the kid about safety because you know, it concerns me that yeah. all the time, you know, 17, 18-year-old kids don't make the best decisions.
They just get distracted.
And we do have
sometimes.
Faculty. We are strategically placed
sure.
all through town.
To kind of keep your eyes peeled.
We do. Yeah. And if kids are playing inappropriate music,
yeah.
we pull them out of the parade. If they're good speeding or if they're burning tires or mm-hmm. anything that's causing a distraction to take away from the parade, mm-hmm. we're going to just pull them out and make them pull over and, yeah. and get out of the parade. Because we want to be able to continue it, and it's fun, it's unique. There's a lot of schools that don't do it anymore, mm. and so we want to continue that tradition because it goes back. I remember I was the crown bearer in 85 or 6, mm-hmm. And I got to ride in the parade, and that's one of my memories of I was sitting by the homecoming queen mm-hmm. on one side, mm-hmm. and the girl that was the crown bearer with me was on the other side, and I just remember riding through there, and people were looking, and I was like, man, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, you were.
This is amazing.
Yeah, right.
And yep. my son got to do the same thing yeah. 3 years ago, yeah. and it was just like, it was a big deal. And so
yeah.
we want to keep it, and we want to make sure that kids are doing the right thing, and that way everybody gets to enjoy mm-hmm. it.
And do y'all still do like a homecoming court? You still do
yes.
all that
we
stuff
do.
Too?
Yeah, yeah, we do. We got that voted on last week.
I too was the little crown bearer when aww. I was little. And that was my favorite part was the parade. I got to wear a little cheerleading dress. And mom came and they checked me out of kindergarten.
I think we have a picture. Don't you have a newspaper picture?
We're we'll going to find one of those too.
It was an actual crown the pilgrims brought over.
Back when we played with pigskin helmets. Somebody's not getting any food.
Someone
at all.
Better have someone taste his food.
You see why
food.
We called him Wes the Pest?
Yeah, I do actually.
But
it just
but,
when she's around.
I know she brings it out of me too. Yeah. I understand
but
fully.
My dress for the actual homecoming court. Mm-hmm. This is
so you were in the parade and you go up in the court
and you walk down.
You're part
I'm
of the
carrying
ceremony.
The, yeah, you're part oh. of that. I'm carrying the crowns okay. down. I had this like football thing that I carried the crowns down on.
Aww.
But my dress itched.
Oh, of course
it did. Was that.
It was crinoline.
It was
that nasty, stiff crinoline.
Yes,
junk.
That polyester.
Oh.
Oh, it was awful. And I was miserable in my picture. I'm like, you know, I have this terrible look on my face. And I just wanted to wear my cheerleading outfit.
I know,
again.
That was much better.
It yeah. was so much better.
Aww. I remember but, something similar. My mom made me go, you know, slacks,
yeah.
shirt, tie, sweater.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And like my friends were there in their jerseys yes. tackling each
yeah.
other.
Oh.
And I'm like,
you're the nerd
I
in the suit.
I just yeah. want to go tackle my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play yep. football.
It did. Yeah.
Hey, there's a price to pay for fame. You guys just, you have to just right. spivvy up, you know?
I was actually, and this won't mean anything to anybody but Wes, but the two other, the guys, I had Nathan and Jason Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Where my Jason is a vice principal over at our middle school.
Oh,
twins.
My
goodness. So,
yeah, they were twins.
Aw.
Yep. So.
Wow, so that one's been going on a long time, parade
long
and all
time.
That stuff.
That is a tradition that has gone on since, I guess, as far back
yeah.
as.
Well, that's kind of what the first things these, you know, towns and schools did, and we are
right.
losing some of those, you
right.
know, parades and things.
Yeah,
well, yep. that's awesome.
So, no, I love the parade, and I wish that we could bring back, when I was in high school, we had these huge floats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no telling how much money we put
yeah.
into that. huge floats, you know, with the little puff tissue and all that.
Chicken wire.
Yes. And I mean, and it was a secret. You had to go hide the float in somebody's barn.
Yeah, put it together. Show up.
But I think to me, that's what made our class so tight. And their parents would show up. I mean, we'd have like a school chaperone, but parents would show up and come and help us. And that's where we got to be good friends with, you know, a lot of our friends' parents, too.
Well, maybe that's something y'all could bring back in some small way to start and, you know, see how it works.
When they switched it, everything had gotten more expensive. And kids were raising money for this float that was going to be done a day.
Oh, sure. You don't want that pressure that there's a fine line there.
Right. Yep. And but when I was in high school, we did the big float. And then even when I went to UT Martin, it was the big float, and we would spend a week, you know, and we're like, how can we get running water on the float
so that we can do, you know, and so it can get crazy.
It was fun. It was exciting, but you're there. We were there till midnight a couple nights leading up to it with 20, 30 people that are working and people that I didn't hang out with all the time, but it was neat to get to know them in that setting.
Again, another opportunity for the drama and set people, for the, anyone can participate.
And that was the thing. There were people there that were like, what if we made a football out of chicken wire and did, I had no idea. Like, I knew what a football looked like. I had no idea how to make one, and then they're making one. And so it made me appreciate the students that were the artistic students or that were good with their hands, because a lot of the guys were building the float and
the mechanical,
you know, the football that spun.
Oh, that is very impressive. Yeah.
So it was neat, and it was cool to see your classmates in those.
It was
those
done
types
with
of
excellence
settings.
For sure. You know, we did
bring
all that.
Bring back the float. We want the float back. Joni can sit on it. She can be the queen. She can be the birthday queen.
Throw me off. He'd be hanging me from the thing, from the float.
Oh, my word.
Okay, but yeah, that is good. I mean, and the parade is so much fun. It's great. Anything you'd change about homecoming?
You know, the last 2 years it's fallen. It fell on a Monday that we were out. Mm-hmm. And then this year it's a Monday that we're out. Yeah. So it's kind of sad because I feel like the kids get robbed of a dress-up day.
Oh, that's true.
And then typically on a long weekend, kids don't remember as much on Tuesday.
Yes.
To, you know, from the announcement on Friday.
So kind of lose another.
Yeah.
Well,
so
if we just knew a principal that could maybe change that schedule, that would be.
So, and here's the thing. I would love to say that I could change it. The superintendent sets our school schedule.
Yeah.
And then Matthew sets our football schedule.
Totally separate. Yeah.
And the superintendent sets our school schedule in December. Ugh. Matthew gets our football schedule set in November.
Right.
So they're having overlapping. Yeah. They've got about 2 weeks to get together, and then I just get both of them, and I have no say.
Aww. Have the the football games? Are we're playing earlier in the year than we did when you and I were in school?
Well, school starts earlier. Everything's early.
So TWSAA a few years back, you know, your first game would be like the last Friday in August.
Right.
But they wanted the playoffs to get over the first week of December. So what they did, they bumped it up. Now you can play into the third week. And so you can actually – we have played when August 31st was on a Friday. We played three games in August 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's a third of your schedule.
That's insane. Yeah.
And you've only been in school a month. So they want the football playoffs to be over the first week of December. Okay. So they got to start the first week of November, and you've got to start when they start. But, yeah, we're playing pretty soon.
Well,
used to, they would start
I
last
just
week
remember being,
August.
Like, in especially homecoming, I mean, you always got a new wool skirt and a new sweater, and now I'm like, okay, how can I put on and still be in dress code?
Well, we had a Halloween game a few years back, and that's the last week that you can play. And I wore shorts and a long sleeve shirt just because it wasn't super hot and it wasn't super cold. It was nice.
Yeah.
And that was October 31st.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We can let you go, but give us your three things.
No, I got that was
right.
Great.
Give us your three products. A favorite three.
Your
thing
top
that
three
we do.
Of that you're this week that you're enjoying.
You, yes,
anything.
And then I
anything.
Link it.
So one of my favorite things to put on ribs is Meat Church, and it's a seasoning.
Okay,
and it's called Meat Church. They've got several different types of seasoning, And you can find everything from like Creole, it's called Voodoo, Meat Church. They've got all kind of different types of seasonings. So Meat Church is obviously one.
Okay.
What is your favorite
What's the favorite flavor you like of that?
The Holy Gospel.
Oh, I like this so much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's my favorite. Okay. That's my all-purpose. If I'm making something, I'm like, I don't know what to put on it. I'll just go to it.
That's a go-to. Okay.
Second thing, while I'm grilling, I like to drink a peach knee-high.
Peach knee-high. I haven't had one of them in a million years.
Ms. Joni knows.
Do you have one in your classroom? I get them, but, you know, we can sell in our restaurant, but they disappear.
They do. Well, I wonder what happens to them.
I do try to keep them in the press box.
Maybe you should put a little camera in there and see what's going on.
I have actually caught a few
principals. She does have cameras in there.
She's totally seen you doing it.
I've kind of learned what areas to stay.
Oh, he knows. It's like Mission Impossible. He comes down out of the ceiling.
And to go back to my rib, there's some liquid seasoning that you can put on. It's called rib candy.
Oh.
And you can get different types. You can get it with a little heat, without heat. Mm. You can get it sweet, but it's rib candy, and it's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now I need a peach knee-high for sure.
He does come in, and when I make sugared bacon,
uh-huh.
every man in the building decides that they need to come check on my well-being.
Well, they do. There could be something wrong in there.
Not just sugared bacon, though. Anytime I have
bacon. Well, you can smell that bacon across the whole school.
Every man decides
that's the truth.
Might be wrong with me.
Yeah, there might be a fire.
There
might
be something.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So
sugared bacon.
We've got to go in there and check just to make sure that nothing is on fire.
It's safety.
Oh, and here's the other thing. Anytime the fire alarm goes off, I get blamed for it. And there was one time.
Well, that's probably reasonable.
I mean, all the time. No, I'm like, we are not even in the kitchen
today. We're in the classroom.
Yeah, every time. And there was one time it went off, and it was actually the sensor was showing above my classroom. I'm like, nothing's cooking, nothing's on.
Oh, was that like the air conditioner? What was something was up there?
I've forgotten what that was.
Smoke from
something was smoke was coming in the vent.
No. You were smoking. That's another time. That was when the fire alarm kept going off. But the smoke, it actually didn't set off the fire alarm. So they put air conditioning units on top of our classroom or on top of the building. One just happens to be over my classroom. Yeah. Well, the EPA came out a couple years ago and said we had to filter in 20% of fresh air. And I'm all about that.
Sure.
Except somebody whoever set that law is from California. Or from Colorado, they don't take in the humidity in the South.
That's true.
For a good 2 months, everything in my classroom is wet.
Yeah, you'd try to print papers, and they would be swelling up, and it was tough.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That transition of trying to get out to figure out
the balance.
It was tough.
Was awful. But it pulls up the smoke that comes out of my smoker, and it was filtering it into the hall, and it went everywhere. All over the hall was filled with smoke.
Going back to the rib candy, apple cherry habanero is my favorite. You can throw that on some ribs when they're finished and just let it run down them. Apple cherry habanero.
That sounds very good. That's very fall.
How hot is that?
It's not super hot. Okay. It's just got a little bit of kick. Nothing that's going to make your eyes water or anything. Okay. But it's got it's good.
Well, these are excellent. These are very good top threes.
Do you have any questions?
No, that was that. That was it. You did great. I've learned a lot. This is a very good conversation. I think it's good for people to hear. Part of what we do on our podcast is we just talk about the different, places that we're from. You know, Joni's from a smaller town. I'm from a bigger city, and they both have their charms. They both have their things. I mean, I just spent, two times at Cardinals games this past week, and let me tell you, there's nothing.
He's a Braves fan.
So here's the thing.
I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm a Braves fan.
I spent last weekend
in Atlanta.
Okay.
There Friday night for the game, there Saturday night for the game. A lot of people from Savannah were in St. Louis. A lot of teachers here had went. But I appreciate what Albert Pujols is doing.
Let me tell you what.
I'm rooting for him. I hope he hits 700 homers. I hope that if he ends up 699, he comes back and he hits number 700 for the Braves.
No, that won't happen. Because you can kiss that dream goodbye.
I want to see him hit 700 because it's
special.
He's a great player.
He'll hit it.
I do root for the Cardinals Stubby Clapp.
Yeah, Stubby.
Lives here in Savannah.
Absolutely. I saw him.
He's fantastic. Now, I've tried to get him to go to the Braves. That way I can just root for the Braves.
But why would you want to go?
I'm still
working
on it.
Why would you leave the Cardinals? I don't understand. It does not compute. It's fine.
We've got
fine.
This big World Series ring from last year that's beautiful. The top comes off.
Several World Series rings.
And the stadium, the stadium lights up.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Oh, my word. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
No,
it's
but
cool.
But that's kind of the point, you know. The you know, big cities have things. They have the Braves. They have that are fun things, and small towns and whatnot have things too that are amazing and different and wonderful. And we just love to talk about them. And we love sports. So.
I do have a quick story that I want to tell, and I may have told both of you this before, but Ron and I went on when Ron was in, you know, national radio. We were on this music boat cruise, and we were invited to sit at the captain's table. And I go and sit down and. They seat me next to Maddie Diaz. Do you remember Maddie played for the Braves?
Yep.
And he stood up and he introduced himself to me, and I said, "I know who you are. I'm a Cardinal fan." And for whatever that was, that took the stardom away, and Maddie and I hit it off and got to just
put him in his place.
I did
you
put
said,
him in his place.
Looky
like
here,
that.
Sonny.
Yeah. And so Maddie called me. I guess later that year, he said, "Hey, we are playing the Cardinals in St. Louis. Do you want tickets?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do." And he said, "How many do you need?" And I said, "Well, send me 5. And so Tim and Holly went, and
it was fun.
Thought that we were going to be, you know, up in the nosebleeds. I didn't expect anything. And so I went, and he said, "Just pick your tickets up at will call." Went. He said, "They'll be in your name." Nothing in my name there. And I said, "Oh, okay." She said, "Did you order them online?" I said, "No, ma'am. I've got a friend who plays for the Braves." And she said, "Oh, honey, you should have told me you had player tickets." And I went,
"Well, yes, we do. We don't know."
So were you behind home plate?
I was behind home plate.
We had great seats.
I was
seats.
In. I'm telling you, I can never go back, I don't think, because I had the cushy seats and, you know, the cup holder. It was all, and, you know, we were all there.
Lovely.
And then, but JB was in Washington, D.C. on the Honor Society trip. Well, in a little bit, Maddie comes out and he's practice hitting, and we, you know, holler and wave at him, and he waves back. Well, a little bit later, security guard comes up to me and walks in there. He said, "Excuse me, are you Miss Shank?" And I said, "I am."
I didn't
and
do
I'm
it.
And I'm thinking,
I didn't do it.
Something's happened, JB. You know, there's something
that's
in.
That would
have scared me to death. It is, you know. And he said, "Mr. Diaz has requested that we escort you down to the field." So we
go
down
to
the field. I mean, we're down there. We're talking about, but here's Maddie, who this famous baseball player in his own right. But all I can say, I'm sitting there looking at him. I'm like, Maddie, I'm on the field at Busch Stadium. He said, "I know." I said, no, I'm on the field at Busch Stadium. He's like, "No,
that wasn't the point."
And I leaned down.
She's touching it.
I leaned down. I picked up dirt and I said, right here. This is where Yachty kneels. Yachty kneels right here. And he was like, "I know." I was like, "But Maddie.
Did the Braves win that game?
I don't remember.
I don't think they did. Only the only reason I remember is because we were sitting with the other families of the Braves player, and one of the mama behind us, her son was pitching for the first time, and we were hoping, you know, we chatted with her and we were like, "Well, we want him to
Rooting
do well, but
yeah,
but we need him to lose." And I believe they did.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
But we did, you know, we didn't wish bad things on him.
Yeah, it
personally.
Was difficult to be, but not too difficult to be in the middle of all the Braves families cheering for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
so.
we had a similar thing. Chad Harville had a giveaway here, and me and my brother got the tickets. We went to Atlanta.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Pitching with Houston.
Yeah.
We're sitting behind home plate in the players.
It's so nice.
And Roy Oswalt's pitching for the Astros, and we're wanting Chad to pitch, and he comes in. And so, you know, we're Braves fans, but, like, we're rooting for our hometown
Chad,
guy.
Let's go, Chad.
Strike these dudes out, you know. And and so it was fun. But, yeah, those player tickets are amazing. And you're with good people who are baseball people.
Right.
And they're not wishing bad on anybody.
Right.
They're just wanting everybody to do
their
well.
Their family
and
friends.
Stay healthy. Yeah.
It's
because
delightful.
The truth is their son or husband or whoever could be on that team next year.
It's a community.
It's
really nice.
I love
it
baseball. It's my favorite.
We'll have to come back. Have him back on in the spring, and start, you know, do a little baseball. Do y'all have baseball at Hardin County?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I thought so, but then all of a sudden I thought maybe
Seth
I don't know
Gardner,
what I'm talking about.
Who he was talking about a little bit ago, Seth is now signed with Memphis. He'll be playing baseball in Memphis.
Okay. Cooper Clapp is at Notre Dame.
Cooper Clapp is at Notre Dame.
That's from last year's team. And, and our coach, Coach Harville, pitched in the major leagues.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And when Stubby Clapp comes home for the winter, he and Coach Harville are brother-in-laws.
Okay.
So he helped. So, like, we're very fortunate. We've got five high school baseball coaches that are on staff that help in some capacity, and two of them are former big leaguers.
Oh, that's nice. Yes.
So it's it's awesome. We're very fortunate.
Awesome. That's a lot of knowledge that they have. That's great.
Yep. Now, Wes also grew up, one of his best friends growing up was, oh my gosh, it just left me.
Mark Turnbow.
Mark Turnbow. All I could think was Todd. And I was going, it's not Todd. No. Was Mark Turnbow. And Mark got recruited. And got the call while they were all in Florida on their senior trip.
Oh, wow.
We were actually in Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cancun.
Out of the country.
Pardon me.
When he
Cancun.
When he got drafted, we were in Cancun, and and he got drafted in the seventh round of the Cleveland Indians.
Well, that's
exciting. Oh, we.
Good. Y'all lost your minds.
We did.
You lost your ever-loved mind. Your mind is still in Cancun.
Still
down there on a beach
for more reasons than what.
Every time the draft happens, my initial thought is, I wonder what them and their buddies are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know exactly where I was at when my best friend got drafted to play professional baseball, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was like nothing else.
Okay, now I'm going to harass him one more time.
Oh, good.
I know. We like this. So, for all my Mississippi State followers out there, if you wonder what Coach West looks like, it's Brad Cumbest.
Oh,
and I'm here to tell you, speaking of spring breaks, I am like, you need to go through your Rolodex. Sorry, Brad, I'm not saying anything bad about your mama. But, I mean, it is uncanny. I mean,
Brad? I don't know who that even is.
He plays baseball for Mississippi State.
Okay,
he played football.
Okay.
And then he went straight to, did he get drafted?
He got drafted.
He did.
But I will say, that dude, he is a specimen.
Okay, you should feel good. You shouldn't feel bad at all.
You know, he's put together. He's big. He's 6'5". You know, I'm like 6'3", and like 220. He's bigger than me, stronger than me, faster than me. But, I'll take it as a compliment.
Absolutely. I was going to say, take that and run, because that sounds good. Yeah, she's trying to look up a picture.
First,
what are you doing over there?
I am. When he first.
Did he play 2 years ago on the team?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he played this year.
Okay.
Here, right
I didn't
there.
Watch
There's
a lot this year
because
I didn't. Oh, he went away. Your whole phone just completely went blank. It's because I touched it. I have that effect on technology.
You've got the touch.
I really do.
For sure, she is touched.
Stop. I'm not even going to touch it. All right, we're looking.
Let's see. I don't know if you can see right there. But especially from the side. But they were at a ball game when he first kind of started coming out. They flashed his picture on the screen. I was like, what is Wes? Why do they have Wes Wilkerson up there? And then I went, wait, that's not – What is going on?
Time warp, time
and
warp.
Especially when you go back, like, to Wes in high school.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it's just bizarre.
It is. Yeah. But, again, I have two kids, Colette and Witten.
And a lovely wife.
They are 7 and 5.
Sponsored by Ancestry.com.
Right, yeah. But, anyway.
Well, thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you
I love
so
it.
Much.
I've enjoyed it. Savannah's a special place to me in Hardin County, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I love it here, born and raised here, and, I'll die here.
Wow. Hopefully not today.
And maybe but the hand of a culinary knife if he doesn't.
That's
a
threat.
He keeps
that's
harassing
a
me like he's.
Let's keep this on.
Doing. Well, mine is probably the only room with weapons, so I'm very safe.
You are. Well, thank you very much. This was delightful.
Serve safe.
It was delightful.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
And go Braves.
Yeah. Okay. We're editing.
Yeah,
that's out.
That's out. Cut.
Cut.